St John's Hospital in Livingston. Passing the cafeteria and the shop. There you go. And no one told us that they were shutting off the top corridor. So I have to take a new route, find a new route, heading down to the pharmacy for some medication. But I need to move quick because I've got a bus to catch and I don't want to miss it, or I'll have to wait another half an hour. Yeah, back on track, but one floor down, a long corridor, long walk, a green mile, no, it's not really. So yes, I'm run short of my blood platelet controlling capsules. So, you ask for why I'm on a bus. It's very strange for me to ever be on a bus, but that's another story. But I do hate hospitals, I really do. There's something spooky about them. I think it's something in my mind that... Well, I used to spend a lot of time hospitals when I was younger, not me, but with Mary, with the young family. And so I guess it's just one of those things that's been in the back of my mind. To avoid them at all costs. Unfortunately, I can't. And really, should be grateful for them, shouldn't we? Really, really, should be grateful. Oh, here is the pharmacy.
Hi, Kevin Buttress to see Sharon Welsh.
Well, there you go. Out of the pharmacy without prescription. Usual mess up of one person saying they'll get prescription down for me to pick up today, and someone not doing their part of the job and actually sending a prescription down to the pharmacy. So, which means I have to make another visit, another day. That is the National Health Service at its best. Administration-wise, of course. I'm not talking about nurses and doctors and surgeons. So, now I have to head back and hopefully catch a bus. Just waiting on the lift. maybe a bit quicker walking. Yep, let's walk. I'm trying to get this air of calm back over me. A trip to St. John's. Nothing there. In a bus, by the way. And having to now go and catch and wait to catch another bus to take me back home. But as I said, there's a story behind the bus caper, and I'll let you know all about that another day. Well, probably today, actually. These corridors are so long, they look as if they go on and on forever. I can't actually remember what steps I came down. I think I'll go to the next ones. And we're back on the top level. Well, floor level, I should say. We just passed a young family, a young mother with her kids. Three of them, one in a buggy. I think it's the poorest looking family I've ever seen. Well, I've seen in many a year. Up to her last looked as if she had nothing.
Aye, but does it charge?
Ah, smell of coffee. I could go with a coffee just now. But no time, I have to catch the bus. Oh, back through the giant revolving door. Someone always seems to manage to touch and stop like halfway round, and you end up with your nose flat against the glass. Fresh air. Fresh air out of the hospital. As long as that bus doesn't come in now and I miss it, but I think I'll make it now. Yeah, I think I. So, short wait at the bus stands, and then we've got to get home, get a cup of tea, and a bite to eat. I am starving.